And it's exactly 10 minutes after the hour, and the Athlete of the Week program being brought to you by Iad Insurance, with locations in Blissfield, Lambertville, and Petersburg, honoring student athletes for their excellence, determination, and success in competition and in the classroom. And it's my pleasure to introduce our Athlete of the Week this week. And from Adrian High School Soccer, we have Nate Wojcik. And Nate, welcome inside the cave.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk about your soccer career. Let's start at the beginning. When did you start playing soccer?
I started when I was three.
3 years old?
Yeah.
So you just learned to kick the ball?
Yeah. Started at the center with Impact Sports, then worked to Adrian Extreme, then FCA, then went to Michigan Tigers, then back to my high school coach at the Jags. And then now I play at Liverpool in Ann Arbor.
So you've got a lot of experience behind you.
Yes, I do.
So tell us about the Adrian High School team. Your team doing pretty well. You did. You had a great week last week. I think you scored 3 goals and a couple of wins. Yeah, I think you had a goal last night for the Maples. Tell us about your season.
Yeah, we started really good, 4-0, and then I think it got to our heads, and we started to lose a few games, come out sleeping, and then all in the second halves, we usually came out a little harder, woke us up, getting yelled at by the coach, but hopefully we can get to districts healthy and hopefully win.
Nate, have you set some individual goals? I'm sure team-wise you've set some goals, but individually, do you have some goals or game-by-game goals that you're trying to reach?
Yeah, get as many goals as I can, trying to break the school career record for goals and ultimately just win. We're probably out of the SEC now, but we got a good chance at districts.
We lost to Pinckney yesterday. Are they the team that is winning the league?
No, they were 2-10, something like that, and pretty embarrassing.
Well, there's one way to go from that. That can be a little something that lights a fire in you the rest of the way. What individually, is there a number of shots you want to personally try and get on goal? I know, you know, some games it's tough. You know, you see a game that's 1-0, but is there an individual goal you set for trying to get shots on goal?
Yeah, I try to take, like, smart shots, but also distribute the ball and get my teammates' goals when I can.
Tell us a little bit about some of your teammates, some of your players that are off to a good start this fall.
Yeah, we got three freshmen, Parker Smith, Bryson Smith, and Owen. They've all started games and do very well for freshmen. We got Tayshawn Thomas, Donovan Lilly, Carter Allen, all seniors who have played 3-4 years of varsity.
You talked about trying to break the goal record at Adrian High School. What is that record? How many goals is that?
I believe it's 64.
64. And how many do you have?
I'm at about 57.
Oh, so maybe. You got a pretty good shot.
Yeah.
So who holds that record, you know?
Mitchell Hanisch.
Okay. Figures.
Yeah.
He was a great player for the Adrian Maples.
Yeah.
So we got to take a break here and get a message from our sponsor, but we'll be back and talk with Nate Wojcik from Adrian High School Soccer right after this.
When it comes to protecting your family, your home, or your business, why settle for impersonal service? Buying insurance locally means you're working with someone who knows you and your community. No working through a push-button phone system or dealing with call centers. This is Tino Rebutero with Aya Insurance Agency. As your local auto owner's insurance agent, we have 3 convenient locations to help you with all your insurance needs. Aya Insurance and Auto Owners, we make buying insurance simple.
All right, you're back inside the cave. Pat Hayes, Mark Comstock, our Athlete of the Week in studio, Nate Wojcik. And Nate, as far as are you a senior this year?
Yes.
Plans for going on to the next level?
Yeah, I want to play in college. I haven't done too much reaching out, but I'm going to start real soon, especially in the winter.
Okay.
Well, what do you've got a couple losses in the league now, or just one. Was that your first loss in the league?
No, that was our second loss in the league, and then we have one tie.
Okay, so you still got a lot of games left, and then you got a district. Who would be in your district this year?
Believe Tecumseh, Pinckney, Ipsy, New Boston, Huron. I believe Airport, Carleton, maybe Monroe, Jefferson.
Well, it sounds like you got a pretty good chance. I mean, you're going to have to avenge that loss against Pinckney, but it sounds like the districts are something that you could set your sights on for the rest of the year.
Yeah, we have a good shot.
Tell us a little bit about your coach. As you might have mentioned, he might not have been real happy last night with the outcome, but he's done a good job. Tell us a little bit about working with him.
Yeah, he came in my junior year, so this is his second year. It kind of got sprung on him as the head coach, and he did a great job filling in. He has a little experience from college, and that helps out, and mainly his heart for us to succeed and just to see us do better as a team and individually.
Nate, what are you working on? What are you working on to get better? What do you think is something you really? I mean, obviously you're a good player and have had a great career, but what are you working on the most right now? Individually.
I'd say just trying to get in the weight room a little bit more. I'm recovering from shoulder surgery from 3 months ago, and
yeah.
So getting that strength back, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty sometimes painful lifting.
Well, so, you can't touch that ball anyway, so keep your arms down.
Yeah.
And keep those legs moving.
As far as the team, everybody healthy for the rest of the season, you think?
Yeah. Everybody's looking pretty healthy. No big injuries so far. And the past 2 years we've had different exercises. We call it FIFA 11. It's proven to prevent injuries, and we did that all through the summer, and we never did that before, and we would always have a lot of injuries, mm-hmm. like my freshman and sophomore year, but
yeah.
Now we look really healthy.
As you talked about, you wanted to play at the next level. Are there any schools that you are looking at personally that you'd like to go to?
Yeah, there's little schools with soccer, and I want to go to electrical engineering. I'm looking at Trine University, mm-hmm. and maybe Saginaw.
Yeah, those are great schools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you play this weekend? Do you have a Saturday game or a tournament, or are you off this weekend?
We're off this weekend and I believe next weekend.
Well, homecoming activities this week, right? How's that going at Adrian? Everybody taking care of their responsibilities and behaving?
Yeah, I believe so.
I know there's usually a day every day they have a theme or some things going on, and sometimes that can be a little bit of distract. You don't happen to think that was a distraction for last night, do you?
No.
Okay. Well, you've got, as a senior, are you involved with the homecoming? Are you on the court or anything?
No. I didn't run.
Okay.
Do you play any other sports besides soccer?
Just soccer.
This is you're focused, totally focused on soccer. Well, that's great. Yeah. Well, Nate, we want to thank you for coming in studio with us today, and obviously for being our athlete of the week from Adrian High School Soccer. We have some parting gifts there for you: a little certificate, a cave towel, a cave sticker. You can display those anywhere you like. And again, thanks a lot for coming in here today, and Nate Wojcik, our Athlete of the Week, brought to you by Iatt Insurance Agency. Hard work and dedication inspire us all. Iatt Insurance Agency, insurance made simple.